Obtaining a driver license. Anyone who operates a motor vehicle, motor-driven cycle or moped on Colorado's public streets and highways must be 16 or older and have a valid driver license. If you are a resident of Colorado, for example, if you own or operate a business in Colorado or have resided within the state continuously for 90 days or have obtained gainful employment within this state, you must obtain a Colorado driver license within 30 days of becoming a resident unless you are serving on active duty in the U.S. military, the dependent of an active duty military member or residing in Colorado for the principal purpose of furthering your education. Proof of identity, lawful presence. To obtain a Colorado driver license, you must prove your identity. If you are a U.S. citizen, a permanent resident or temporarily lawfully present, you must provide proof of citizenship or lawful presence. Proof of Social Security number or individual taxpayer identification number. If you are a U.S. citizen or permanent resident, you must provide proof of your Social Security number. If you are unable to prove lawful presence, you must provide proof of your Social Security number or individual taxpayer identification number. Proof of residency, residential address. If you are a U.S. citizen, permanent resident or temporarily lawfully present, you must provide proof of your current residential address. If you are unable to prove lawful presence, you must prove historical residency in Colorado and your current residential address. Driving record analysis. Before issuing a new license, the Division of Motor Vehicles determines your eligibility by looking at your driving record and the status of your current license. Physical aptitude analysis. A driver license employee will determine if you have any physical ailment or disability that may affect your driving. A confidential medical examination report is required for many physical ailments or disabilities such as epilepsy or paralysis. Vision screening. Your vision will be tested to determine if you can see well enough to drive safely. The minimum vision standard is 20/40. If the test discloses you need corrective lenses to meet the minimum visual standards, your license will show this restriction. If you are unable to meet the established vision standards, you will be asked to see a vision specialist for correction and recommendations at your own expense. Written test. This test covers driving knowledge and safety. The test questions cover the contents of this handbook, including road signs, driving under the influence, driving rules, safety rules, and legal items. Note. Written tests are not given within 30 minutes of an office's scheduled closing time. Please plan your visit with this in mind. Instruction permits. After passing a written test, you are eligible for an instruction permit. An instruction permit allows limited driving privileges for people learning to drive. When you are driving with an instruction permit, you must be accompanied, in the front passenger seat, by a person who is 21 years or older who has a valid Colorado license. Driving test. This test covers practical driving skills and abilities. This is the most important part of the licensing process because it allows you to show that you can drive safely. All drive tests are by appointment only and will not be scheduled within 1 hour before to the scheduled office closing time. Please check www.colorado.gov/DMV on whether drive tests are currently available. Minor drivers. Minor instruction permits. Requirements to obtain and restrictions on an instruction permit vary by age. Affidavit of liability and guardianship. If you are under 18, your application must be accompanied by an affidavit of liability, DR-2460, signed and verified by your parent, step-parent, grandparent with power of attorney, legal guardian, spouse older than 18, or any other responsible adult willing to accept legal liability. The affidavit must be signed in front of the driver license office employee or a notary public. Whoever signs the affidavit agrees to take legal responsibility for your actions as a driver. If the signer decides to no longer accept responsibility for your driving, that person may withdraw their signature and your permit, license will be canceled. Minors in foster care are exempt from this requirement, provided certain conditions are met. Application for driver license. Colorado law requires minors to hold an instruction permit for 12 months before applying for a driver license and to submit a completed and signed driving log showing 50 hours of driving experience, 10 of which must have been at night. If younger than 16 and 6 months, you must also complete 6 hours of behind-the-wheel training with an approved driver education instructor, or, if there is not an approved driving school offering at least 20 hours of behind-the-wheel, BTW, training per week within 30 miles of the permit holder's residence, 12 additional hours of driving with your parent, guardian, alternate permit supervisor. Passenger restrictions. While you are younger than 18, you have passenger restrictions based on how long you have held your driver license. For the first 6 months after your license is issued, you cannot have any passengers under 21, unless a parent or another licensed adult driver is in the vehicle. After 6 months, you may have one passenger younger than 21. After 1 year, you may carry as many passengers as there are seat belts in the vehicle. Siblings and passengers with medical emergencies are exceptions. Curfew. For your first year as a licensed driver, driving between midnight and 5 a.m. is not permitted unless you are accompanied by an instructor, parent, or legal guardian. Exceptions include driving to and from school or work, with a signed statement from school or work, medical emergencies, and emancipated minors. Keeping your license. Having a driver license is a privilege. Protect that privilege by driving with care and consideration for others. Your driving privilege may be suspended, revoked, or canceled if you meet or exceed the minimum point accumulation for suspension. Are convicted of driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Refuse to be tested for alcohol or drug content. Are convicted of failing to report an accident or leaving the scene of an accident without stopping, exchanging information, and rendering aid. Fail to report an accident to the Division of Motor Vehicles according to the Financial Responsibility Law. Give false information in your driver license application. Fail to settle a judgment against you as a result of an accident while operating a vehicle. Lend your license to someone else or misuse it. Alter or deface your license. Fail to appear for a re-examination requested by the Division of Motor Vehicles. Are convicted of manslaughter as a result of a motor vehicle accident. Fail to pay a fine for a traffic violation from this or any other state. Fail to register, in Colorado, all vehicles owned within 30 days of becoming a resident. Fail to pay ordered child support. Fail to provide valid evidence of insurance when requested by a law enforcement officer. Drivers are required to have proof of insurance while operating a vehicle. Safety belt laws and rec tips. Colorado law requires a fastened safety belt to be worn in all motor vehicles with a factory-equipped safety belt system while in operation on public roadways by the driver, every front seat passenger, every child between 8 and 16 seated in the vehicle. The only exceptions are emergency personnel, passenger buses and school buses, farm equipment, motorcycles, driver of delivery vans on the job, anyone carrying a written medical statement from a physician stating why he or she is not physically or psychologically required to wear safety belts. The Colorado Child Passenger Protection Law requires children to be properly fastened into an appropriate child restraint system. If a parent is not in the motor vehicle, it is the driver's responsibility to ensure that each child is properly fastened into one of the following. Children younger than 1 and children who weigh less than 20 pounds. In a rear-facing child restraint system in a rear seat of the vehicle. Children ages 1 to 3 and children who weigh less than 40 pounds, in a rear-facing or forward-facing child restraint system. Children younger than 8, in a child restraint system, according to the manufacturer's instructions. Children between 8 and 16 years old, in a safety belt or child restraint system according to the manufacturer's instructions. Occupants in motor vehicles driven by anyone younger than 18 must be properly restrained or wear seat belts. The number of passengers in vehicles driven by persons younger than 18 must not exceed the number of seat belts. Providing insurance information after a wreck. If you are involved in an accident, you must provide evidence of insurance to police at the scene of the accident, or on the counter report at the police station. The duties of occupants of vehicles involved in collisions resulting in personal injury. If you are a passenger in a vehicle involved in a collision where the driver is physically incapable of reporting the collision, you are required to report the collision and, if directed by police, to remain at the scene of the collision until the police arrive. Failure to do so is a Class 2 misdemeanor traffic offense. Using a mobile telephone while driving. Colorado law prohibits drivers younger than 18 from using a cell phone while driving, unless it is to contact the police or fire department or it is an emergency. Drivers 18 and older may not use a cell or mobile telephone for text messaging while driving unless it is to contact the police or fire department or it is an emergency. Driving under the influence. Alcohol and driving. Driving while impaired by alcohol is one of the greatest factors in roadway crashes and the resulting injuries and fatalities. Every year, tens of thousands of people are killed in alcohol-related traffic crashes. When you drive while impaired, you are more likely to take excessive risks such as speeding or turning abruptly. Driving impaired also slows down your reaction times, which means that you will not be able to react quickly enough to avoid a crash. It is also unlawful for someone to drink from or possess an open container of alcohol while in the passenger area of a motor vehicle that is on a public road. Alcohol is a depressant drug that reduces brain function, which impairs thinking, reasoning, and muscle coordination. This means that alcohol slows reflexes and reaction times while reducing your ability to make the decisions necessary to safely operate a motor vehicle. As the amount of alcohol in your body increases, your judgment worsens and skills decrease. The amount of alcohol absorbed in your bloodstream is what causes you to feel the effects of drinking. This is called blood alcohol concentration, BAC. BAC is identified by a chemical test of blood or breath. A driver with a BAC between 0.05% and 0.07% is presumed to be driving while ability is impaired, DWAI. A driver with a BAC of 0.08% or greater is presumed to be driving under the influence, DUI. Commercial vehicle drivers have even more strict BAC standards and penalties. See the Commercial Driver's Manual at colorado.gov/DMV. Alcohol concentration in the body may affect some people more than others, even if they have consumed the same amount of alcohol over the same time period. A person's BAC depends on several factors. Body weight. The period of time in which the alcohol was consumed. The amount of time since the last drink was consumed. Gender. It does not make a difference whether a drink is beer, wine, or liquor. Standard servings of each have the same amount of alcohol. A standard drink is defined as 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or 1.5 ounces of 72-proof distilled spirits, all of which contain the same amount of alcohol, about 0.6 fluid ounces. Food can help slow down the absorption of alcohol. Once alcohol is in the bloodstream, the body eliminates it through normal bodily processes. Contrary to popular belief, coffee, cold showers, and other so-called cures will not make you sober. Only the passage of time will make you sober. On average, after a person reaches a peak BAC, it will drop by 0.015% per hour. For example, if the person reaches a maximum BAC of 0.15%, it will take about 10 hours to eliminate all of the alcohol. Driving under the influence while younger than 21. Any driver younger than 21, convicted of DUI or DWAI, is subject to revocation for the first conviction if they fail to complete a court-ordered evaluation or program. A second or third conviction is a mandatory revocation. Drivers younger than 21 with a BAC of 0.02 but less than 0.08 are subject to a mandatory revocation of their driving privilege. Anyone younger than 21 who buys or possesses liquor, including beer, is subject to revocation of their driving privilege even if driving is not a factor. Cannabis, drugs and driving. Driving while impaired by drugs and cannabis is illegal and subject to the same penalties as driving while impaired by alcohol. Besides alcohol, there are many substances that can affect your ability to safely operate a vehicle. This is true for many prescription drugs such as tranquilizers as well as over-the-counter medications for allergies and colds, which can make you drowsy. If you are taking medication, be sure to check the label for warnings about the medication's effects prior to driving. If you are not sure it is safe to take the drug and drive, you should ask your doctor or pharmacist about any side effects. According to the Center for Disease Control, CDC, cannabis negatively affects a number of skills required for safe driving, such as slowing your reaction time and ability to make decisions, impairing coordination, distort perception, and lead to memory loss and difficulty in problem solving. Additionally, The CDC says the risk of impaired driving associated with cannabis in combination with alcohol appears to be greater than that for either by itself. Although cannabis negatively affects many safe driving skills, and some studies have shown an association between cannabis use and car crashes, the CDC says it is unclear whether cannabis use increases the risk of car crashes. This is because an accurate roadside test doesn't exist. Cannabis can remain in your system for days or weeks after last use, depending on frequency of use and the amount consumed. Drivers are not always tested for use, especially if they have an illegal blood alcohol concentration level, because that is enough evidence for a driving while impaired charge. When tested for substance use following a crash, drivers can have multiple substances in their system, making it hard to know which substance contributed more to the crash. Alcohol and drugs should not be consumed at the same time. Mixing alcohol and drugs, including prescriptions, often multiplies the substance's effects. For example, when you take allergy or cold medication, one drink could have the same effect as several drinks. Illegal drugs such as LSD and heroin also affect a person's reflexes, judgment, and alertness, along with their many other dangerous side effects. These drugs can give a false sense of alertness and self-confidence, or make you drowsy and unable to react to simple situations. Expressed Consent Law, CRS 42-4-1301.1. The expressed consent law means that when you operate a motor vehicle within the state, you agree to take a chemical test of your blood, breath, or urine to determine the alcohol and/or drug content in your blood. If a law enforcement officer suspects that you are driving while impaired or under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs, the law enforcement officer can require you to take a chemical test of your blood, breath, or urine. If you refuse to take the test or do not comply with the testing procedure, your driver license will be revoked for 1 year, and you will be required to install an interlock device on any vehicle you drive for 2 years. If other suspensions or revocations come about from this same incident, they will be added onto the end of the revocation, consecutively. Because driving under the influence is so dangerous, the penalties for alcohol or drug-related violations are very tough and can include jail, fines, and suspension of driving privileges. Colorado law does not allow you to plea bargain out of an alcohol or drug-related driving offense. The only sure way to avoid the consequences is not to use alcohol or drugs at all when driving.